Okay, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Amar Tzaduki Galili. So the Tzaduki from Galil said as follows, Koval ani aleichem prushim. I've got a complaint against you guys, the prushim. Sha'atem kosvin es ha'moshel im Moshe Baget. You guys write the name of the ruler along with the name of Moshe Benu in a get, in a divorce document. Now, what's he talking about? So for starters, we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we put the date, we date a document based on the year of the king's reign. So that's what we're talking about. So when he says you write the name of the king, the Moshel, in the ruler, the king, the governing body, at the time, you write it based on their years, but you also write Moshe Benu in the get. Where do you write Moshe? At the very end, where it says Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So the Tzedukis are arguing, well, that's very disgraceful to Moshe Benu. How can you put him together with the Moshe? So Amram Purushim, so the Purushim say back to the Tzeduki, Kolin anu alecha, Tzeduki Galili, well, we have complaints against you. She'atem kosvin es ha-moshel im ha-shem badaf. You guys also write the name of a ruler together with the Shem Hashem in the same column. V'lo od, and not only that, el she'atem kosvin es ha-moshel milmalin, that you put the name of the ruler above, meaning before, the es Hashem milmatin. You put the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu below, later. Where do you see this? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Paro, and Paro said, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekolo, L'Shalach Es Yisrael. Who is Hashem that I should listen to his voice to send out Klal Yisrael? So here, in this Pasuk, it mentions Paro's name first, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And you guys clearly don't have a problem writing that. That's how you write your Sefer Torah. We know that Tzedukim were allegedly into Torah Shebichsav. And so, if you don't have a problem with that, how could you have a problem with us having Moshe Rabbeinu in the same document as a ruler? Here, where also where Moshe Rabbeinu's name comes later. So, says the Mishnah, Ukishalaka Mahu Omer, and when he was hit, what does it say? In other words, when Paro was hit by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say? Hashem HaTzadik. Hashem is the righteous one. Now, this really has nothing to do with the previous part of the Mishnah. This is just so that we end up with on a good note, where we're not ending off with a pasuk that says that with Paro claiming, who is this God that I should listen to him? Okay, so what do we see in this Mishnah? We have a conversation, a debate between Tzeduki Galili and the Prushim. Tzeduki Galili says, I've complained against you guys. How could you write the name of the Moshel together with Moshe Rabbeinu's name in a get? And so the Purushim say back, well, you guys clearly don't really have a problem with this, because in the Sefer Torah, we know that you put the name of a Moshel, of a ruler, together with Shem Hashem, and you even put the name of the Moshel first. Where do we find this? Where Paru says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bakalo, that Paru's name is written first, and then Hashem's name is written later. Okay.